Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Tonight is September 13th, Thursday. It's 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, Precious Metals Market Report. I'm not in Tennessee. In fact, neither is Franklin. He's down on vacation in the ocean in South Carolina. And I'm in Texas, so I'm missing having dinner with him. One of the reasons I love doing the Precious Metals Report is I get to sit Franklin down and talk to him for an hour at dinner beforehand and an hour as we talk. And it's a great, I don't know, for me, it's a great way to get caught up on Precious Metals Market Report, but get an infusion of his unbelievably positive attitude. We've got a lot of upcoming events. I just want to run through them. You can go to the event section on the blog to learn more. I'm going to be out in California that's starting, arrive this Sunday. I've got four financial salons for C-Lane in Berkeley, Menlo Park, Sebastopol, Santa Cruz. First two in September, one in October, one in November. Then I'm flying back to Tennessee for the Transformations and Renewals Conference that the Money Changer, Franklin and the Money Changer and Soleri are putting on. It's a small group. It's going to be 50 or less, and it's going to be for the weekend on October 12th to 14th. And it's very exciting for me because for years I've been wanting to get, there's wonderful leadership in the sort of civic and business leadership in Hohenwald, which is a town where we had the Financial Permaculture Conference, and it's about a half an hour north of where Franklin's farm and his church is. And so I've always wanted to get the Sanders family in cahoots with the leadership up in Hohenwald and all the people there. And in fact, if you look at the conference and who's working on it, you know, they're sort of gathering together to do it as a group. So I'm very excited about that. And you have a lot of very remarkable people in that area, all the way from Nashville down to where Franklin is and sort of the Alabama border in Middle Tennessee. And it's a time of year that's very, very beautiful. And as I travel across the country, you know, I keep yapping at everybody. We've got to find ways of growing our own food. And what you've seen in this area between Franklin and his son Justin's farm and the wineries and all sorts of other food businesses is really a remarkable job by maybe 20 different families to grow local food businesses and a local food ecosystem. And it's really starting to come together. So one of the things we wanted to do was to make sure for the conference that all those businesses were present and providing all the food. Everything had to be local, down to the we're having a local potter make the coffee mugs. Everybody gets a coffee mug in their registration bag. The reason we're doing the conference is Franklin and I are forever frustrated by the fact that, you know, the pro-centralization team is well organized and making each other more intelligent and conspiring to act in concert, and yet we aren't. And we see a lot of people come to us, subscribers or clients or customers, and we see them once they start to realize that, you know, things are different than they seem, suddenly, you know, wasting a lot of time going down a lot of blind alleys. And we really believe very strongly that there is no reason to be alone, that we can make each other more intelligent, and we can really start to connect in ways that will build the kind of economy. Because for many, many people in our networks, the question is, you know, how can I support myself and my family outside the matrix? Because if you can, you know, then you can really leave the matrix. And so this is a weekend where we're all just going to talk about it. And if you go to transformationsgathering.com, you'll see the sort of the questions and the, we're going to have four different groups talking about money, people, faith, and health, which are the sort of four areas where we find people struggle the most or have, there's the most opportunity to make each other more intelligent. So I'm always saying at the end of the Soleri Report, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in one, you need to start one. And that's my hope, is that we will we'll work at the Transformations Gathering to start one. And then November 9th to 11th, I'm going to be over outside of Amsterdam for the Global Breakthrough Energy Movement Conference. And finally, next subscriber lunch, December 1st, outside of Nashville and Murfreesboro. We really encourage you to come.